Because who is weak without my being weak? When you're weak, I feel the pain. Who is led into sin without my intense concern? When you're spiritually weak, when you're following a pattern of sin, this is agonizing to me. One thing to have your body wounded, it's something else to have your soul wounded. The deepest pain, the greatest trouble in human life comes in the soul category. It comes in the category of relationships. He knew about shipwrecks and floggings and beatings with rods and narrow escapes from criminals and thieves. He knew about all kinds of terrors. He knew about pain, being put into stocks with his legs and arms stretched as far as they could and then being locked in stocks and left there for days with muscles knotted and aching. He knew about filthy, stinking jails and foul food. He knew about tortures of all kinds. But beyond that was the agony of his soul in dealing with people. People who disappointed him. People who rejected him. People who turned against him. People who failed him, wounded him, betrayed him, misunderstood him, turned on him. And the more love he invested in them, the greater their potential to harm him. And so again, I say the deepest pain, the greatest trouble in human life, apart from one's personal guilt, is the pain that comes to us from our relationships, the pain that people inflict on us. No disease is as painful. Now, you can die in peace as a believer with the worst disease, held up and surrounded by the loyal love, compassion, sympathy, and care of those who love you. But to be healthy and whole and to be rejected, to be maligned, to be falsely accused, to be misrepresented, to be betrayed, to be hated, this wounds the soul. So here is Paul in his deepest pain, wounded in the house of his friends, wounded by the Corinthians who have believed the lies about him. This is his deepest trouble. This is his most taxing moment in ministry life. How's he going to react? How's he going to get through it? What's he going to do in the midst of being unloved, unappreciated, untrusted, maligned, his integrity called into question, his credentials